Stock, this is dictating on Carol Schmidt. S-C-H-M-I-D-T. Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Schmidt. Date of birth is 6/25/51. Date of visit is 12/28/23. Please make a copy for Harry Blank. H-A-R-R-Y. Blanky is B-L-A-N-K-E. 3. Harry Blanky 3, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is hypercalcemia and history of sarcoidosis. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 72-year-old female who has a prior history of hypertension and a history for lymphadenopathy diagnosed as sarcoidosis following biopsy of a cervical lymph node, has been asymptomatic with regards to her sarcoid, and had no recent CAT scan demonstrating significant lymphadenopathy, except for old calcified mediastinal nodes. The patient denies shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or fevers or chills. She was noted to be hypercalcemic on more than one occasion, and her most recent calcium level was 10.4 on August 28-23. The patient has chronic kidney disease and is being followed by the nephrologist, and she also has been evaluated by oncology due to her hypercalcemia, and no specific diagnosis was arrived at. There is no recent history for weight loss or chest pains or leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension for more than 20 years. She had a hysterectomy in 1980. She had lymph node biopsies in the cervical area as well as anterior neck done more than 10 years ago, and was diagnosed to have sarcoidosis, and those pathology reports are not available. She had a TAVR done in 2020, T-A-V-R, TAVR, and is followed by the cardiologist. There is a history for kidney stones with lithotripsy done earlier this year. They also had a left ankle fracture with repair in 2016. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked half pack per day for about 20 years and quit in 2010. Occasional alcohol use. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history. Father died of an MI, mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, weight loss. She had cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, denies urinary frequency, burning, no hay fever. She has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. And she has occasional episodes of nausea and loose stools. She has no chest pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, leg swelling, no anxiety. She has no easy bruising, but had enlarged glands in the past and muscle aches. She has numbness of the extremities, no memory loss, and no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Medalist included Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Lisinopril 20 milligrams BID, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Indapamide 2.5 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built white female is alert, no acute distress. There is no pallid sign of this ictus edema. Blood pressure 140 over 80, pulse is 86, as patient 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 179, saturation 98. HENT and non cyclic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the percussion note resonant throughout, and lung fields were clear with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Hypercalcemia, etiology, undetermined. Number two is history of sarcoidosis in remission. Number three, hypertension. And number four, hyperlipidemia. Number five, history of TAVR, TAVR. And number six is history of kidney stones. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate her for any lymphadenopathy. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators and an angiotensin-converting enzyme level. Copy of her recent labs, including CBC, complete metabolic profile, will be requested. And the patient was advised to come in for a follow-up visit for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Harry Blankey 3 MD. Thank you. Start to Suzanne.